two issues to note with regard to the recital of Masha Baruch Mor Degeshem. One is in Or HaChaim Chelek Dalid in Simen Mem. Rav Moshe discusses the proper punctuation for Morad HaGeshem. Rav Moshe is of the opinion that one is supposed to recite Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem with a komatz. Why? Because the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Lamed Zayin tells us that Mikra Sofrim is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. What does Mikra Sofrim mean? The way you read is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Mikra Sofrim, so the Gemara explains, Eretz and Oretz. And the Rishonim there point out what the Gemara means is that when the word Eretz appears in the middle of a pasuk, it's often spelled with two segels. Eretz has two segels in the word. Whereas when the word Eretz appears at the end of a pasuk or at an asnachta, at a pause, at a break in the pasuk, Eretz usually becomes Oretz. Much like Mitzrayim becomes Mitzroyim. And that, says the Gemara, is Mikra Sofrim, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, to change the way you read that vowel from Eretz to Oretz. So Moshe says that when you have a lengthy bracha, so the hefsek in the bracha is also treated the same way as the end of a pasuk or as an esnachta. And therefore, he says, you would say Masha Baruch Amor HaGashem, because Rav Moshe views HaGashem as being a point of pause in that bracha. And the chiddush of the Gemara of Mikra Sofrim Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is not dafka a chiddush in Kriyas HaTorah, it's a chiddush in the Etzem HaKriya, in the way you read Lashon HaKodesh. And therefore it applies equally not just to Psukim, but also to Brachos in Tfilos as well. That is Rav Moshe's psak. Incidentally, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and his MS Liakov in yesterday's Parsha, Parshas Bereishis, disagrees. Rav Yaakov writes in Parshas Bereishis, MS Liakov, that the actual punctuation should be Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem, because he's of the opinion that the word HaGeshem is not the equivalent to an Esnachta or a Sof Pasuk. It's the equivalent of what would be a Revi'i in Trup, in Kriyas HaTorah. It's less of a pause than an Esnachta, than a Sof Pasuk. And therefore, Yaakov says that it should be read Hamashiv Baruch Amor HaGeshem. I came across the Sefer Neretz Yisrael a number of years ago, in which the author of the Sefer collected Shuvos and Piskei Halacha from numerous Gedolei Haposkim, who all felt that the correct reading is Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem. Akedah Kafta has a letter from Shlomo Zalman there. Shlomo Zalman says, I used to say Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem. When I saw your collection of letters from different poskim, I switched to saying Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem. So it appears that Moshe's psak to say Goshem appears to be the minority amongst many Gedolei Haposkim. It appears that Yaakov, Shlomo Zalman, and many others were of the opinion that it should be Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem. But Moshe, nonetheless, Pask, and it should be Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem. That's why I look in the Art School Siddur, they have Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem. At the bottom, a little footnote, Nun Aleph, Nusach Acher, reference to Moshe's Psak, to say HaGeshem. Yaakov actually incidentally points out that he thinks that the correct reading is Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem, and the Taos, the mistake that people somehow became accustomed to saying Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem, stems from the Shmini Atzeres, when the Gabbai would give a clap before Musaf and announce Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem. Well, for him it should be Goshem, because he's just saying that, nothing else. Or in Tfilas Geshem, the Chazan would say, Shato Hashem Lekenu Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem. So there it's supposed to be Goshem, because there that's the end of the sentence, that's the end of the phrase. And the Tzibur responds, Levrachav L'Lakola. But for the Chazan, for him, the end of the phrase is Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem. So for them, they're supposed to say Goshem. But not from where somebody's saying Shemon Esrei. For someone saying Shemon Esrei, where Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem is the beginning of a long list of phrases, Machal Chaim Bechesed. We don't say Bechesed, we say Bechesed. So too, Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem and Tefillah should be Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem. That's with regard to the punctuation. A second issue Moshe discusses later on, the same Chelek, Ar Chaim Chelek Dalev, Simen Tzadi Gimel. If one forgets to say Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem, what happens then? So the psak in Shulchan Aruch is, in Simen Kuf Yedalet, that if you remember after you conclude the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechai HaMesim, oops, I forgot to say Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem, so right then and there, you just say the phrase, Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem, and you continue on with Atah Kadosh. Because so long as you haven't started the next bracha, you're still in the previous bracha. And even though you already completed Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechai HaMesim, you can add it right over there, Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem, and move on. Well, in that case, Lekuliyam, which would be Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem, and move on. Or you can same thing for Yalva Yavo. If you get Yalva Yavo, and you remember only after you said a Machzeh Shechinas L'Tzion, just say Yalva Yavo right there, the whole Yalva Yavo, and then move on to Modim. That's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Bi'ar Lacha though says that there are many Rishonim who disagree with this Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is actually quoting the Psak of the Rav Yeh, quoted in the Rush in Tainus, that one can insert the Mash Shavuch Mar Degeshem right after the Mechai HaMesim. The Bi'ar Lacha, of course, that many Rishonim disagree with this Chiddush. And many Rishonim hold that once you completed the bracha and you remember that you forgot Masha Baruch, even though you haven't yet started Atzeh Kadosh, you got to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So Bi'ar Lacha says, we don't want to ideally put ourselves in a Machlokas Rishonim kind of situation. Dipa says to Bi'ar Lacha, here's his suggestion. He says that if you remember right after you said Baruch Atah Hashem, and you haven't yet finished off Mechai HaMesim, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and oops, remember I forgot Masha Baruch. So Bi'ar Lacha says he thinks you should say the words Lamdeni Chukecha. Baruch Atah Hashem, oops, Lamdeni Chukecha. Why? Because if you say the words Lamdeni Chukecha, that's a pasuk in Tehillim, and it's as if you haven't finished the bracha yet. It's just you add in a pasuk in Tehillim to your bracha. So at that point, the Mishnah Berurah says, Bi'ar Lacha says, if you say Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, you're still in the middle of the bracha. You can then say Masha Baruch Mar Degeshem and continue on with the rest of the bracha, Mechaka Chaim Bechesed, all the way to Mechaya Mesim, because you never finished the bracha yet.
Isn't there an issue with inserting?
That's the Bi'ar Lacha's psak. Now, Moshe says that this Eitzah is in fact found in the Ritva and Tainus, quoting Ben Yonah, that if you remember at that point of Baruch Atah Hashem, you can say Lamdeinu Chukecha. It's as if you're still in the middle of the bracha. You can then continue saying the rest of the bracha from there with no need to go to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. That is a psak of Rabbeinu Yonah found in the Ritva. And the Ritva says that even though many Rishonim in France disagreed with Rabbeinu Yonah, but if we're dealing with a Masha Baruch Mar Degeshem, which is a, you know, you got to go back to the beginning if you forget it kind of situation, there, even the other Gedolim says the Ritva agreed with Ben Yonah that you can say Baruch Atah Hashem, oops, Lamdeinu Chukecha, and go back and continue from there. However, Moshe asks your question. Moshe says, this Tamu, he says, Lo Muvan Klal, he says, I can't understand it. He says, how is it Shayach to say that you can just stick in a Pasuk in the Bracha? He says, it's also to stick Psukim from Tanakh into the middle of a Bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. You know, I learn just in the middle of a Bracha, just start learning Psukim from Tanakh, you can't do that. So Moshe says, Tzarchin Gadol, I don't understand how this can be a psak halacha that you should tell somebody the chatchila if you remember at Baruch Atah Hashem, oops, I forgot Masha Baruch, no problem, say Lamdeinu Chukecha, and then say Masha Baruch and continue from there. How can you advise someone the chatchila to insert a bracha into the middle of a bracha, a pasuk from Tanakh? So therefore, Moshe says, Lemaisa, I don't think you should do that. Rather, if somebody remembers at that point of Baruch Atah Hashem, that Moshe says, just finish the bracha Mechai HaMesim, or if it's Yalva Yavo, finish the bracha Machzeh Shechinas L'Tzion, and then follow the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Just say the phrase Masha Baruch Mar Degeshem at that point, and continue Atzeh Kadosh, or just say Yalva Yavo at that point, and continue with Modim Anachnu Lach. Right, so there is a Machlokas Rishonim whether you can do that or not. Right, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, you could. The Bi'ar Lacha was saying, why would you want to get yourself stuck into a Machlokas Rishonim? So Mishnah Berurah said, do Lamdeinu Chukecha, do Lamdeinu Chukecha Eitzah, and that way you avoid the whole Machlokas Rishonim. And Moshe says, no, that's a very difficult Eitzah, says Reb Moshe. He says, I'd rather you get into Machlokas Rishonim, follow Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and avoid that, what he used to be a questionable Eitzah of the Bi'ar Lacha. So you're right, it's a Machlokas Achronim that we're evolving ourselves in to avoid, but according to Moshe, we want to follow Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in this regard. So, bottom line then would be that according to Reb Moshe, if you forget Masha Baruch Mar Degeshem and you remember at the point of Baruch Atah Hashem, complete the bracha Mechaya Mesim, then follow the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that you just say Masha Baruch Mar Degeshem, and then you continue from there with the rest of Shemoneh Esrei.